Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
So Brandon Crawford, DJ BC Raw,
He's tearing it up in St. Louis.
Is he? I haven't even looked.
He's had like 8 at-bats, something like that. He doesn't even play. Well, what are they doing?
Who, the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Or the Crawford Cardinals. Family?
No, the Cardinals. I mean...
Well, they didn't get him to be a... Like, he's just a piece. Like, he's just a backup.
That's if all that, though.
Yeah, but that's all he was going to be here.
Right.
But I bring him up because... I used to be in the Giants clubhouse almost every night in their 107 win season. You know, things haven't gone well for them since. But anyway, DJ BC Raw is in charge of the music.
And, he's 1-for-11. 11 at bat.
So he now has one career hit not on the Giants.
Correct.
Okay.
2 walks and 5 punchies.
Was it a single or a double or a triple?
He has no doubles, no triples, no homers. Okay, so I will extrapolate.
It was a bingle.
Yeah.
So Brandon used to have a specific song that would start his playlist whenever the Giants won. And it was by Ariana Grande. And I bet you know damn well which song it was.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dibs.
Probably Thank You Next.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
This is his way of saying, we beat you, thank you, next. And as we have now graduated into the post-Brandon Crawford era, because he is one of the examples of what we're talking about today, what an appropriate song to be played by a guy who ended up being one of those guys. Thank you. Next. So, Crawford, Posey, Belt, Steph, Clay, Dre. Might we get there soon with Kittle or...
Trent Williams.
Trent Williams. I mean, yeah. I'm mostly going homegrown people here, but
no, but he'll be
you
there.
Know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Like these are really hard decisions that you have to make, and sometimes I come down on fan bases ourselves because we do build an unfair puzzle for the team to figure out. Which is when you win, you just want everybody back. 2 years ago, we sat in the parade, and everybody wanted everybody back. There were tears in the audience because G to the P to the 2 was leaving, and oh God, how dare they? How could they let him go? He's a champion. You want everyone back, and then they do it, and they stink, and you yell at them for bringing them back. And that is the cycle that happens. So to me... That's where we are in Warriorville right now, and the number one conversation for us all to have. Thank you, contract. Yes or no? Steph, put that aside. That's been signed for a while, plus he's Steph.
Yeah.
Draymond, it's too late. You already signed it. However, there are ways out of it.
Yeah. And I was against it from the start.
Yes, you were. And Klay Thompson sits here right now at the fork in the road. Thank you, contract? Yes or no?
Well, it depends on what it's going to be, and it also depends on what it either allows you to do or prevents you from doing.
Well, that's if the important part.
Well, yeah.
Who cares how much it is? Not my money.
Well, it matters if they can't sign anyone else.
Correct.
So if
they're not going to do. They're not going to do that.
Well, then it's a no on the thank you contract, because Clay is going to be able to get more than what they could pay him and still allow themselves to do in the open market. So if you wanted to keep Clay and have the ability to go out and sign somebody else, he'd make $12 million a year. And he's not signing for $12 million a year. That's not happening.
Well, I don't know that he's even going to get the offer he reportedly already turned down.
Elsewhere.
Anywhere.
2 and 48.
I don't know if he's going to get that anywhere.
Oh, I think he will.
Maybe.
I think he will.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, is Bobby at 315? Is that what we're doing? Okay. Bobby Marks, for my money, is the foremost NBA contract expert out there, period. So if you want to know what the Warriors can do, in addition to what the Warriors probably should do, what's the going rate for XYZ? Who could you trade Chris Paul for? How does that contract work? If you want the answers to all of those questions, 1 hour from right now on this station, on this show, Bobby Marks. There is no voice I would rather have today in the world than him, and he's here. So that's exciting. Plus, we have everything that's been said, not only by Steve Kerr on this show yesterday, Mike Dunleavy earlier. All of it is very, very important. And so we'll be talking it out, and we're always open to you, 888-957-9570. And I do think that this is one of those days, one of those times. An organization rarely is doing things because the fans feel a certain way. But make no mistake, organizations dip their toe in the public waters to know how people will react to things. Like, why do you think sometimes when there's a suspension, take Draymond Green. Why does it take till 5 o'clock the next day?
Right.
They all got to work at 8 in the morning. It's the first damn thing they're talking about. But part of it is they want to know, what's the discourse? Okay, what if we do this? What will people say? What if we do that? So the Warriors are definitely, and they've got extra time this offseason, as it turns out. So the Warriors are in information gathering mode, which is what is available to us around the league. And how would our customers feel if we fill in blank? So I think that, to me, historically, if you look at the idea of thank you contracts, it is a very difficult question to answer. I know a lot of you will act like it's not. It really is. I know a lot of hardcore Warrior fans right now are like, we're hardened. We're ready. Yeah, let Clay walk and trade Draymond to Detroit. I hope you know, the second that happens, crying in the streets. Oh my God, they're wearing another uniform. And we'll go through that. Nobody gave a rip about Brandon Crawford. And the second he went to St. Louis, there's articles in every single paper in the Bay Area. How could the Giants do this? They let go somebody who's 1 for 8.
1 for 11, Mark.
1 for 11.
Yep.
4 weeks into the season.
And it, you know, it's different with this group. And I know that Brandon Crawford won the 2 World Series championships, and he was a forever Giant and all the rest of it. But for the Warriors, there is box office involved.
Sure.
And, you know, Steph, Clay, and Dre, for sure, is something that you would love to keep intact. But at the same time, if you bring them all back, and if you pay Clay 24 or whatever the amount's going to be, and Draymond's already making 24 and Steph's making 55, well, there you have 103 million of your 170 million to stay below the tax threshold. So you're paying those guys more than 60% of your total. You're not going to be a championship team. Now, can you be a championship team without them? I don't think so. So then you have to decide, what's more important to you? Is it keeping the big three, quote unquote, together for box office and letting them play out their time here while also letting the young players develop? And, you know, you're probably still not going to be a top 4 seed. You're probably still not going to be a championship caliber team, even if you bring everybody back, or if you trade Draymond and Wiggins and you let Clay walk and you bring in new players, does that make you a top 4 team?
I don't
probably
know.
Not either.
I don't know. To me, that's getting ahead of ourselves. It's getting ahead of ourselves.
For me, that's the conversation.
Well, but there's no way to know that yet. You can't say, well, trading them's not going to make you a title. Well, you don't know who you got back.
Of course.
Maybe it will.
Right.
I don't think being really good next year is off the table. I'll say that right now.
I think they're more likely to be really bad next year than they are really good.
Maybe, and that's fine. But I don't, if I'm the Warriors, I don't deal in likely. None of this is likely. Like, sure, you have to make smart decisions, but if you're going to be in entertainment and pro sports, you also have to be a little bit of a dreamer, I think. You got to go for it. It's all we ever ask of our owners. And Joe Lacob is not scared. He is not scared. And you have to be willing to go out there and make the move that totally blows up in your face. And if you are, you might strike gold. And so I'm not saying it's likely. That doesn't even really bother me. I'm more interested in what's the effort, what's available to you. Does it at least intuitively make some sense? If you're not great, like, take the Giants as an example this year. You're not going to get a huge drumbeat, not the same drumbeat of angry fans, even if they continue like they are now and stink.
8-11.
They're 8-11, and they don't look exciting, and their big signing, Blake Snell, his ERA is a bajillion. But why is nobody mad? Because on paper, what they tried to do, people went, okay, I'm in. I get it. That's different. Like, so you have to be willing to do that. And if it works, awesome. And if it doesn't, you can deal with that and take the ramifications. But I am not sold on the idea that the Warriors are totally in jail. A tough spot, but being good next year is possible, I believe.
And what do you mean by being good? Like being a top four seed and being a team that is a real threat to win the title? Because I don't see that.
But I don't know how I could answer that, because just in the last 2 years, 44 wins meant the sixth seed, and then 46 wins meant you don't even get to come to the party.
Right. So but both of those led to you being, one time you won four games in the playoffs, you won six games, and then you were knocked out. And then one time you were a play-in game, and that's more recent. And next year you're going to have your best player, who is, it looked like he was getting tired this year. He's going to be 37 during the next year. And the rest of your veteran core, I don't think they're not getting younger. They're not getting better.
But every year is different. Like, I'm not, when people go, Western Conference ain't getting any worse. I don't know that.
Well, it's getting better.
We don't know that.
I mean, Memphis is getting their young star back, and Memphis is going to be better.
Are they?
Houston's on the come.
So you're
OKC
sure.
And Minnesota are certainly going to be intact.
So you already know,
you already know
who's healthy next year. You know their journey.
Health,
you know their story.
You never know, Mark. That's an unfair way to put it.
It's not. I think
you
it's
never know about health.
Right.
You've got Jimmy Butler, who's not going to be able to play in the playoffs now because he got hurt.
That's my point. So if you ask me, can you be a top four seed, my answer is going to be, well, you got to tell me what else is going on with the rest of the conference. Did John Morant brandish a gun? Did Carl Anthony Towns get traded?
Did your 37-year-old get hurt again? Did Draymond get suspended for 50 games?
Did Nikola Jokic tear an ACL? I have no idea what the framework of this thing is going to be. What I would be interested in, because we're not going to know that until everyone comes back and the journey unfolds. Can you actually make a move or moves that builds a roster that when you look at it, you go, that can compete? I don't know if that means top four seed. Maybe it does.
Right.
Maybe it means the six seed. Maybe it means the one seed. Maybe they're the 10 seed again. I can't tell you the seed. I want to know if this offseason you can build a puzzle and look at it and go, yes, that could compete. I think that's the best you can do this offseason.
Yeah.
You know that what you have right now cannot.
Right, and I think you look at what you have and you think about how you can turn that into something that can compete. It is a series of dramatic moves, and I don't think that it's as simple as, you trade Wiggins and some picks and maybe Moody, and you suddenly get one or two really good rotational players who take you from where you are now, a 10 seed, to being a team that can compete. I don't see that move, and I mean, I'm encouraged to see what Mike Dunleavy thinks he can do, and you bring back Clay and you make that move, well, then I'd be thrilled to see that.
I don't know, man. I just look at the whole thing like a big pot of stew. I have no idea. Like, to say, like, I don't see that move, like, the whole thing is such a massive ripple effect. So it's like, it's not just one move. It's a series of moves, and then how do those people all fit together and blend together? And then there's the finances, and do they have cohesion? Do they not? You know what I mean? Like this offseason is going to be significant now. I don't see a way where there's not dramatic moves.
Right.
How could there not be?
And I wonder about dramatic moves, like a Wiggins trade to me.
That's dramatic. That's a starter. You're sending off someone who has scored between 14 to 19 points a game for you for a number of years and won a ring. Like, that's significant. That's a big deal if they trade him, right?
When they trade him.
Yes, I agree with you.
He's getting traded.
I agree.
And I think Moses Moody's on the move as well. And Kavon, I don't think, will be back. And GP2 will be interesting. He can opt in, but I think maybe he'll be a part of something. And Chris Paul will be gone. So that right there is five players on your team this year who probably won't be around. So that would be dramatic.
I look at it this way, too. You could say, it could be as simple as Wiggins leaves. You move Kuminga into that starting spot, and your starting lineup next year is Steph, Clay, Kuminga, Draymond, and TJD. Oof. That's like as non-dramatic as it could get.
Yeah.
I wonder this. Like, do y'all think that the Warriors have a starting lineup player who right now is not on the roster? Do you think that happens? October.
I don't.
Is there a starter who's currently not on the roster?
I don't think so.
I'll say yes.
Yeah.
I'll say yes. But I hear you. I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. This is going to be super challenging. So thank you, contracts. When it comes to these moments, which way do you vote? Do you vote thank you or do you vote next? We're sponsored by Robert Half. The important things that Mike Dunleavy said are coming up next to go with your phone calls. This is Willard and Dibs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Probably operate off the saying, there's never a bad time to make a good decision. So doesn't mean it's not tough and you stir over it, but my job is to have the best interest of this franchise and the direction of this franchise, and when I make a decision or we make a decision, so that's what I'm going
to
do.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You know how music takes you places.
Totally.
And so now when Grandy's playing this, I feel like the Giants just won. But that hasn't happened. It did yesterday. But that's what this song now does for me. I'm like, ooh. Are they in first place yet?
Nah, not quite.
Ah.
Only three back, though. The Dodgers, overrated.
Yeah, they suck. They're terrible.
12-9? Are you kidding me?
No problem.
I thought they'd be like 19-2 right now.
This thing is gettable.
Very.
Absolutely gettable. Gosh, my brain. Are they 12-9? Is that,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yep, 12-9.
I am such a degenerate. Like, you say the numbers 12-9, and I immediately am like, oh, 21. Like, that's just from being at a blackjack table and knowing that when you get dealt that stupid 7 and the 5, and you got a 12.
You
got
to hit it.
And of course you got to hit it, unless the dealer's got a 5 or 6, or even a 4, or even a 3.
But I don't know. I mean, no, the dealer will
tell
there.
You. Dealer will tell you, if they've got a 2 and you've got a 2.
You hit it.
You hit that thing. Because the 2 is called a dealer's ace. But the book, if once the dealer gets to a 3, oh, you stay. All you third base players, you Matt Chapmans out there, you don't do this wrong. Because it ticks everybody off now. If you're over there hitting on 12 when the dealer's got a 4 showing, you got to go take a break and go to the bathroom. Take a lap around the casino.
Even when the dealer has a 3.
Even when the dealer has a 3.
Okay.
Those are bus cards.
Good to know.
Okay.
I haven't played a hand of blackjack in probably 12 years?
I have not played a hand of blackjack in 12 days. 12 days since I've played blackjack.
You were just in Vegas 12 days ago?
I was in Tahoe.
Oh, that's right. You were in Tahoe.
We had a listener walked by at Harrah's. Didn't say hello until Twitter later. Like, just tweeted. Goes,
right.
I get a tweet. It's like, did I just walk by you in the Harrah's Casino?
Attaboy.
I'm like, you did. But anyway, yes, my brain. 12-9.
Okay.
You got 21, a 12. Yeah. You hit, and you're just like, not a face card. Not a face card. I get a 9.
Right.
It's 21. So anyway.
Giants 8-11, where you get dealt a 5 and a 3, you hit it, you get the ace, and now you're...
It's also good. It's a good hand.
19.
19.
If the dealer's got a king, though, showing,
well,
you gotta hit that thing again.
No, you don't.
Hit that S again. Let's go. Get aggressive.
Dibs is over here hitting on 19, but...
It's a soft 19.
But let's get under the tax apron.
Right.
Like, come on, man. No, I think the Warriors can be plenty aggressive, at least in spirit. I don't know if that deal exists, neither do they. But you got to start there, man. You have to start there. Like, there is no, and by the way, I'm beyond confident that they will. There is zero parts of Joe Lacob that are going into this offseason like, I just think we should save some money. Like, that cannot be their first thought. I'm sure the apron and the tax and all of that is very much a part of their thinking. They've all admitted it. But there's no way that their starting point is lacking aggression. They're going to try to be good. And I don't think that that's crazy. I do not think that that's off the table at all.
Well, I don't know if it's off the table, but it's probably on the corner of the table or the side of the table, because when you get into repeater tax penalties, and we'll ask Bobby Marks about that, NBA cap expert coming up here in about 45 minutes, and he'll remind us what those penalties are, and they involve, you know, the loss of draft picks down the road, and they involve a lot more of a punitive measure than maybe we all think about. And so, yes, you want to continue to be good and compete, but to just blindly go above the second apron again
to be blindly. The
10 seed is foolhardy. And I don't think that Joe Lacob is going to do that. And when you look at a year, you take a year and you get below that threshold, then you can avoid some of those penalties in the future. And then maybe in 2 years, in Steph's last year, in Draymond's second to last year, maybe then you can be more aggressive after you've gotten out of the repeater penalty.
Yeah, I just think that that Joe Lacob has shown us something over and over and over again, which is that he does not want to spend a lot of money unless you present something to him that looks like competition, and then he will. So
but
I don't.
That has netted championships, and now it's netting a 10 seed. So I wonder when you.
So you're going to present something
when
else
you go
to him.
Susan Powder and you stop the insanity.
No, but you're not going to present him the same thing. Nobody would ask him to go spend $400 million again for this group, but he might spend on another group.
Right.
What if the group looks different? Like, I guess that's all I'm really saying. When people, how can they get better? By getting different players. And I find it funny that people don't think that that's possible. Of course that's possible. The Warriors have been monitoring that for 2 years. 3 months ago, half of you believed that they almost got LeBron James. And today, they just can't find anybody new? Of course they can. And never forget that in the NBA, when you've got a great player who decides it's time to move on, or a team that looks at that player and says, this ain't it, we got to go a different direction, you'd be shocked sometimes what the deal looks like. You can't play player for player in the NBA. It never works. When Anthony Davis went to the Lakers, who went in return? You all remember Brandon Ingram. Give me the rest of the deal. Brandon Ingram is not Anthony Davis. And most of you, you won't even remember who else.
I think one of the Balls was involved. Lonzo Ball was in that deal.
When that worked out.
Yeah.
Barely played a game since. Yeah, Grandy? I was
Josh Hart was also in that
Josh
deal.
Josh Hart. This is a bunch of so what? Brandon Ingram. Now the Pelicans are considering moving on from Brandon Ingram.
Julius Randle was in that deal.
Julius Randle.
Good call.
Who is now on a different team, and they don't like him anymore. So, like, my point in saying that is, when you go, oh, Minnesota's not going to give you Karl Anthony Towns for that, they might. They might. They want picks. They want assets.
But you think they've soured on Karl Anthony Towns?
I think that their playoff run this year is going to be real interesting. It better go really well.
I mean, he's a guy making, what, $45 million? He's a guy making the max.
It better go really, really well.
Yeah, I don't see that the Warriors would be a team that would be able to take on that contract. Joe Lacob's going to take on Karl Anthony Towns and have a payroll of $225 million.
You're sending that amount of money out also, or more.
Right. So
that's not hard.
You're going to send out Wiggins and Draymond? Wiggins and Clay?
The hardest thing imagine is Wiggins going to the Timberwolves. That's actually the problem there.
I don't
know. I believe me. Like, let's say Chris Paul, that option got picked up, and then there was Moody and Pajemski and two first-round draft picks. Like, I'm just spitballing
and hucking stuff all over the place.
But the point is, is those assets, that's what teams are looking for when they are rebooting. Utah's not going to send Lauri Markkanen out and get a new budding 26-year-old star. That's not how NBA trades work. You're just going to get assets. You're going to get stuff. You're going to get a big bucket of stuff that may or may not turn into something. And the Warriors have a bucket of stuff. They can send you a bucket of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of first-round picks that are going to be in the 20s as opposed to another team who might be able to give you picks that are going to be in the lottery.
It's funny that you think that the Warriors' picks are going to be in the 20s in one breath, and in the next breath you don't think they can be any good.
If you're going to get Lauri Markkanen, if I'm Utah and I'm sending my best player to Golden State, a team that has been in the playoffs pretty often, not three of the last 5 years, but a team that's shown a track record, and I'm thinking about what first-round picks I'm going to get back, I'm less likely to send my best player to a team that is going for it than I am to a team that's probably not going to be going for it.
If Utah thought Lauri Markkanen was such a perfect, you're definitely going to be good with Lauri Markkanen, they might go, I wonder why we're the 13th seed every year. We have Lauri Markkanen. So these other teams' belief is not really necessarily going to be about, oh, God, if we send the Warriors this guy, the Warriors are going to be great. You've said it. I've said it. We've all said it. People aren't afraid of the Warriors anymore. There is no, like, oh, God, that's going to be the 28th pick in the draft. Not necessarily. I mean, it's a lottery team right now.
Yeah, yeah.
How about it? Like, that's something I haven't heard come out of anyone's mouth yet. They're a lottery team right now.
But likely picking 14th. The lottery, the top of the lottery is different than the bottom of the lottery. And if you're the Warriors and you're thinking about next year's lottery, I know next year's draft is a lot better than this year's draft. So I think if you're the Warriors, you'd be as willing to take a year and maybe swallow it and know that you have your first round pick next year and look at next year as a chance to maybe rebuild as opposed to this year.
Listen, again, in no way, shape, or form am I sitting here telling you, oh, easy peasy. Just, make phone calls and get another star and let's do this again next year. All I'm saying is it is possible. And that is where I believe their heads are at. I believe that that's what they are thinking as a starting point. You can't make too many calls yet. You certainly can't call Minnesota. They haven't even started the playoffs yet. But, like, I absolutely believe that There are a handful of much younger, productive NBA players that the Warriors have been monitoring for a couple years now, along with everybody else. You know, Steve said it to us yesterday. For those that caught this one, he said, it surprises me every year the trades that go down in the NBA. This is going to be their starting point. I don't know if they're going to be able to get it done. But they'll try, and if something excites Joe Lacob, you think he'll pay? I do.
I wonder, because, you know, you've paid the last 2 years, and it's gotten you next to nothing. You've paid this year, you paid $380 million, and you're the 10 seed. So
last year was something. Wasn't.
Last year was not what he wanted.
No.
Last year was, you know, one playoff series win, and then, you know, you were the 6th seed, and, you know, you paid, I don't even know what the total was with the tax, but you paid about the same, and so you run it back this year, and you pay $380, and you don't even get into the playoff series. So I wonder, and he's not the only owner, by the way. He's the CEO of a group of owners. I wonder when they say enough is enough about paying $380 million to be a 10 seed.
Might be this year. But again, that's why I look at it as a staircase. You start with my kind of golden goose scenario. If that deal's not there, then yes, you start going down. And could it lead to a spot where the Warriors go, let's just start highlighting younger people and let's spend a whole lot less because we do need to build this thing back up a little bit. First of all, that would obviously be very disappointing to Steph Curry. But is that possible? Sure it is. Here's what Dunleavy said today about whether or not the finances would be big, small, or somewhere in between?
The financials will always come into it. It's part of the puzzle. I wouldn't say we're at a point now where we're saying we got to be out of the tax or we got to be under a certain apron or anything like that. We're going to look at everything. I think if you've got a team that you feel can contend for a championship, you do what it takes financially. So we'll look at everything. We'll balance it out. And it's hard to say right now in terms of what it's going to look like and all that because this is April. This stuff goes into June and July, but you know how Joe is with his willingness to spend and compete that I don't think there'll be any restrictions, but we'll also be prudent. I mean, to put a team out there that can't make the playoffs, like we spent $400 million this year, I wouldn't recommend that. So we'll figure it out, but I don't think we have anything set in stone in terms of parameters we got to live by.
Yes, I think that's what he's saying. Is Joe still willing to spend if this thing looks pretty sexy? I think so. If they can't pull off something sexy, then no. It's no different than the way we shop. Try something on. Look in the mirror. Does it look amazing? Let's spend a little more than I thought. Actually, this looks like crap. I can't breathe. I'm not spending on that.
Or it looks good and you look at the price tag and say, wow, I'm not going to spend that
maybe.
On that.
Yeah, maybe.
And if I'm Minnesota and I'm looking at next year, I'm much more open to trading Rudy Gobert than I am Karl Anthony Towns.
Well,
and I know Rudy Gobert is not a player that you would want here in Golden State, and I wonder what team would want that.
I bring up Karl Anthony Towns not because he's the more desirable one. I bring him up because there have been league voices talking about this for weeks, if not months. Like, if Minnesota does not do really well in this playoff run, then I think that relationship may be ready to come to a close.
Yeah.
I don't think Gobert is part of the conversation. We'll go to the phones here in a sec. This is what Mike Dunleavy said on the idea of chasing a marquee player via trade.
The premise of getting better, that's what we got to look at for sure. So that'll be taken into consideration. We also got to be mindful of the player, who it is, the age of the player, the skill set of the player. It's all got to fit to be able to put the chips on the table to make a move. So those are the things we'll kind of look at and evaluate. But there's multiple ways to get better, and that's certainly one of them.
Okay, age and skill set. I got it. He needs to have a 2 in front of his age.
It'd be nice.
And he needs to have height. He needs to have a 10 or an 11 or a 0 or a 1 in the second part of his height.
Chris Paul's got that. He's got a 1.
Right. If he's got a 0 or a 1, it has to be paired with a 7.
Ah, gotcha.
If he's got a 10 or an 11, it's got to be paired with a 6.
Not a 5.
They're playing poker over here. I'm looking for certain things to fit with other cards.
Right.
Yeah. You got to be tall and you got to be 20-something.
And you got to be good.
Yes.
And there are.
Well, obviously.
Well, and if you look at how many of those players there are out there.
It'd be amazing if he was like, we're looking for some bad players.
JaVale McGee is a guy who would fit. And, you know,
yeah, that's cheap, so you can do that whenever you want.
There's a lot of big stiffs out there that you could bring in.
That's not a marquee player. He's talking about marquee players.
Right, and it's always funny to hear Mike Dunleavy and anybody, yourself included, talk about that because a lot of times these players are players that teams like. Like Karl-Anthony Towns, I'd be surprised if Minnesota moved off him. And I know you've heard whispers from your league sources and you've looked around the league. And, you know, if Minnesota's going to sour on Karl-Anthony Towns, then that's a Minnesota problem because this is a 7-footer who's got some guard skills. He's averaging 22 a night for a team. It's a 3 seed, and you're just going to cast him out because...
Think about what you're saying,
though. You gave him a max contract, and now all of a sudden you got good, and you've got Edwards, and you've got Naz Reid, you've got the Cat. You've got a good team, and you're the 3 seed, and now you're just going to be done with them?
I'd argue if you wrote down on a list right now the top 30 players in the NBA, what percentage of them have moved teams within the last 2 or 3 years?
What percentage of those players, though, have moved when they're at their peak?
I mean...
Probably a lot fewer.
But no, not fewer. I mean, from Anthony Davis to Donovan Mitchell to Jimmy Butler to...
That's years ago, though, for these guys. Butler's been in Miami for 3 years.
Okay.
Donovan Mitchell's been in Cleveland for at least 2.
Kawhi Leonard and James Harden and, hell, I mean...
The older players there.
Kevin Durant and...
An older guy.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we go on and on and on. Like,
give me players in their 20s. Like, Karl-Anthony Towns is 28. He's
Donovan
at the
Mitchell.
Peak of his
career.
We're
talking
career.
About marketing. Utah just did this with their best player already once.
And marketing's been on 3 teams. In 6 years.
Yeah, but to my point.
But that's Utah. This is Minnesota,
right?
The 3 seed and a team that's had the best year that they've had since Marbury and KD. And they're going to move off of them?
Let's see how the playoffs go.
That's the premise.
Let's see how it goes. Because if they don't do well in the playoffs this year, yeah, I could see them being pretty discouraged. It's not going to go better than this.
Well, and Anthony Edwards goes from 13.5 to 35.5 next year. He goes up.
The Warriors story that we're sitting here telling, all these teams have their story too. They've got their own aprons on.
Yeah.
You know, like they've all got a story. Hell, we talk about Giannis changing teams every damn 6 months.
Yet he's been on one team.
Right.
His whole career.
But people don't poo-poo it. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, Milwaukee poo-poos it, and they've never traded him.
Joel Embiid's name comes up all the time.
Another one-team guy.
Julius Randle's a two-team guy, and it feels like his team wants to dump the hell out of him.
Wasn't he on New Orleans, too, for a time? Or no, he just got straight traded to New York.
No, well, Randle was. He was from the Lakers, and then in the AD trade, and then ended up in New York.
So three-team guy.
Look at that.
Yeah.
These guys move addresses all the time. So to think that this offseason would be different, it won't. There's going to be some address changes now.
Sure,
sure. You got to try to get in on that.
Well, and you want to get in on that as far as a young guy in his 20s,
yes.
6'9", 6'10", or above, highly skilled. And yes, if Karl-Anthony Towns is a guy who's available, do you have the assets needed to ship them out to Minnesota? Players that Minnesota would want?
I'm not here to say that it's likely. I'll admit that it's unlikely, but that's our starting point.
Well, you got to take a swing.
That's what you try to do.
And we've got 2 months to talk about it because free agency is not... Unfortunately, we're done with basketball games, and now we're left with basketball ideas until July 1st.
You're not one of these guys that when the prom is coming... You look at all the ladies walking down the hall, and you're like, "Well, nah, she'd say no." Go ask.
Dude, shoot your shot was all
That's
I
all
had.
You got.
That's
like,
all
go,
I had.
Go ask.
Believe me, I struck out more times than Brandon Crawford in a Cardinal uniform.
Don't be falling in love while she's walking away. Go ask. If it doesn't work, all right. Now what? That's all I'm saying. I fully acknowledge the pickle that the Warriors are in, but you got to try. You got to see. We don't even know yet who's going to be available. You know, that's one of the things Dunleavy said. Like, it's April. That's the other thing. We're so conditioned to when the Warriors season ends. It's like, all right, let's talk about what you're doing. It's 2 weeks away. Now
right.
This time.
Or 4 days away.
It's 2 months away. So, I don't know, man. I definitely got the vibe off the last 2 days. that the Warriors do not see themselves as not players on in this market. I think they see themselves as players. Gotta see who's available. Gotta like puzzle pieces all over the floor. Put it together. I don't even think they know if Klay Thompson fits. Their PR machine is just, oh God, we want him back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course you do. You do. You want him back. But I don't know. At what price? At what role? Who else is on the team? All this stuff's got to go in a certain order. So I think it's possible.
That's all I'm saying. Of course it's possible.
It's possible that the Warriors are really good next year.
I think it's highly unlikely that they're really good next year. I think it's more likely that they return mostly intact and they are the same kind of ball club, 40-something wins and 8 to 11 seed, and that's just the way it goes.
Presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. All right, straight to the phones coming up next. And then, as mentioned, in 20 minutes at 3:15, if you want the questions that you have answered, if you want to know what's possible for the Warriors, what are the contractual constraints, what's out there and doable in terms of trades and signings, there's nobody better than Bobby Marks, and he's on this show in 20 minutes. 3:15, Willard and Dibs.
Oh, gotta hit it.
Of course you gotta hit it.
Hit that S again!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.